פרק יחס משנה וב. המהלך בבית הפרס על אבנים שאינו יכול להסיטן. If someone goes to a base of press and he goes rack jumping, he jumps from one rack to the other rack, but these are racks that are very, very stable. So it turns out he never touched dirt that and moved dirt that might have a bone in it. Or if one goes to a base of press, al ha'adam, v'yala behem ha'shekechen yofet, if he was riding on top of another person or on top of an animal that was strong, healthy, and stable. In this case, tahar, the person who's on top is going to be tahar. And the reason is because there's no question that they themselves did not move any dirt, and any dirt that was moved by the strong, stable person or animal that's carrying them. What if he walked al avanim shehu yochel asitam, unstable stones? So when you walk on the stone, it's possible you move dirt. Al ha'adam v'al ha'behema shekechen ra, or on a person and an animal which are weak, where therefore they're not carrying his weight, rather his weight is actually causing them to move in certain specific ways. For example, their feet are shaky. In that case, we look at it as if he himself, with his weight, moved it, and tamei, therefore he will become tamei. Hamahalich be'eretz ha'amim. Someone travels in outside of Eretz Yisrael. And we know the Chachamim decreed that Eretz ha'amim, the lands of the nations, are tamei because it's a suffolk that goyim bury their dead in any location. Therefore, anyone who goes anywhere in Chutz La'aretz is as if he touches Eretz Ha'amim, and he gets the status of Tumas Meis Midrabanan. So if someone is traveling be'Eretz Ha'amim, in Chutz La'aretz, Beharim uvaslaim, but he's traveling on a mountain or on a rocky area where we know for sure there's no people buried there, nevertheless, Tameh, he's going to be Tameh, because we're concerned that although no one's buried there, but the wind could carry up dirt from another location where there were Meisim, and make this place tamei as well. By yam uveshunis, if a person is traveling on the sea or on a shunis, and we'll see in just another minute what a shunis is, tahar is going to be tahar as far as Eretz Ha'amim is concerned, because he does not actually touch the ground. The Mefarshim point out that although there's no tumas meis because of touching the land of Chutz La'aretz, there is another kind of tumah which Chacham decreed on the air, the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim, that is going to be Tumei, but that Tumah is only a much more lenient Tumah. V'yezuhi HaShunis, what is considered a Shunis that there's no definite mace there? For example, we said that under the water there's no mace, but also by a Shunis there's no one buried. Kol makam shayam oyla v'zafay, any place where then when there's a storm the water would reach. So in that case the water would wash away anything that's there, and therefore we know for sure there's no mace there, so there's no tumas eretz ha'amim, but there still would be tumah of the avir of chutz la'aretz. Mishnah Zayin. Hakayna sada b'surya. If someone purchases a field in Surya, now Surya has a different status than the rest of chutz la'aretz. Surya is a land that David HaMelech annexed to Eretz Yisrael. So Surya in some ways is considered Eretz Yisrael because of the annex, but at the same time it's also in some areas considered like Chutz La'aretz. So the halacha is as follows. Smucha l'Eretz Yisrael, if the field is adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, then em yachal likonis l'Beit Tahara. If you're able to go from the land of Eretz Yisrael, which is Tahar, there's no Tumah there, and you're able to go straight into this field in Surya because there's nothing, there's no hefsik of Tameh land separating Eretz Yisrael and this field that you're in, Tahira, the field's going to be Tahar, meaning even the dirt's going to be Tahar, because we look at it as if it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas V'chayeves b'maiser v'shvius, it'll also have the status of a chiyav of Meiser and Shvius, because regarding this, we say Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. V'mein yachal kanes la b'tahara. But what if you're not able to get to it b'tahara? Because let's say just the way the border is lined up, you have to go through real Chutz La'aretz, non-Surya land, to get into that Surya field. Then Tameya, it's going to be Tomei, and we'll look at that field in Surya as if it's part of Chutz La'aretz. V'chayeves b'maisers v'shvius, but it will still be considered chayav in Meiser and Shvius, because, as we just said above, regarding this, we consider Surya to be like Eretz Yisrael. Mederes ha'goyim, if you have a home of a Gentile who lives inside of Eretz Yisrael, Tameim, the home itself is going to be Tomei, and the reason is because goyim would bury their fetuses that they miscarried inside their own homes. Therefore, the Chamur Geyser, that we look at their homes in Eretz Yisrael as if they're in Chutz La'aretz. Kama yisha b'seichan v'hei tzarech b'dika. How long does a guy, if he lives in a house, require that we now check and dig to see if he buried anything there? Arba'im yom. If he's there for more than 40 days, we have to actually check that he didn't bury any fetuses there. Afal pisha enyama isha, and even if he does not have a woman living with him who might have become pregnant and miscarried, still we have to check, and the reason is because we're concerned that the guy can secretly bring women into his home. Vimhaya eved, if let's say in the home you had a non-Jewish slave, an eved kanani, oy isha, or you had a Jewish woman living in the house, mishamim oisai, they would watch this guy to make sure that they don't bury any nephilim there, and therefore ein etzerech b'dika, you would no longer need to check to make sure there's no fetuses buried in that house in Eretz Yisrael.